Got it. Okay, so what is usur on Shemitah? So in the Psukim, we have Vayda Rasham Moshe Bar Sinai Leymar, Dabra B'nei Yisrael V'marta Lehem, Ki Tavo El Ha'aretz Asher Ani Noten Lechem, V'shavta Ha'aretz Shabbat L'Hashem, Shesh Shanim Tizrah Sadecha, V'shesh Shanim Tizmor Karmecha, V'yasavta Tivuata, U'bashana Ha'shvit, Shabbat Shabbaton Yel Ha'aretz, Shabbat L'Hashem, Sadcha Lo Tizrah V'karmecha Lo Tizmor, Et Tzfiach Kitzrecha Lo Tiktzor, V'tin Vein Izriach Lo Tivtzor, שנת שבתון יהיה לארץ, והייתה שבת הארץ לכם לאוכלה, לך, לעבדך, למדך, לסריכה, לתשכה, לגמח. As we have שבתה הארץ, we have Isser Zriya, Isser Zmira, Isser of Asifas Tvua, and of Bitsira. Right? But we also have a heter, or a mitzvah, of V'hayta Shabbat Aretz Lechem Lo'achla. And now we're going to learn that that's going to include the fact that you can't, that it's Lo'achla V'lo Lehefsid. And you have Sotcha Lo Tizra, which is Zriya, Esr Zmira, Esr Ktsira, Esr Bitsira. So you can't basically plant the food, prune the trees so that they grow more fruit, harvesting grains or fruits. But also it's Aser to sell or to destroy the fruit of Shemitah, lachem lo achla v'lo l'schora, although it also teaches us that you can, in fact, eat it. Right? If you're not allowed to be botzer or kotzer, right, if you can't harvest it, how are you supposed to eat it? So clearly there's a tension here between you're not allowed to harvest it, but you are allowed to eat it. V'ashvi tishmetena v'natashta, there's a chi of hefker, okay, that was in Psukim over here, v'ashvi tishmetena v'natashta v'achlu avyonei amcha, that's where we learn the mitzvah of biur, that at the end, when there's no more fruit in the field, you have to be mafgir, or destroy, or get rid of all the fruit that you have in your house. There's like a parity between in the house and what they have basadeh, and v'shavta ha'aretz shabbat l'Hashem, which is kind of vague. Maybe that's some sort of isra say. Okay, and the question is also, who's that on? Okay, in the core malachos, what malachos are aser? So the Gemara basically says there are three categories. Midoraisa, says Rava. Avos asrachmana, the avos are aser, but todos lo asrachmana. But the todos, the subcategories, aren't aser. Dichtiv ubashana hashvit shabbat shabbaton yel haaretz, sadcha lo tizra. Okay, mechti zmira bechla zriya. If I told you that you can't plant, then if I'm using the paradigm of Hilchos Shabbos, I know there's an Isra Malacha. Planting is part of the Malachos. So obviously you also can't prune because pruning creates the same thing, right? Fundamentally, it's the same idea. You have some sort of growing thing and you're making it grow. You can make it grow by planting it. You can make it grow by pruning it so that it encourages more growth. You can also water it, which is the context of the Gemara Moed Katan here, where the Mishnah says you're allowed to water your field on Shemitah. So if I told you that you're not allowed to plant, then I would assume all of the toldos, all of the paraphernalia, or the peripheral activities that lead to growth are also included. L'may hilchata katvinu rachmana, oops, sorry. Right? L'mimra dahani toldot mechayiv achrina lo mechayiv. To tell us, it's only the ones that are explicitly mentioned in the Pasuk that are aser, but anything that's not explicitly mentioned in the Pasuk is not prohibited. Okay. Vahatanya, is that really true? Right? We have this Braisa, which basically goes through a whole list of different average agricultural malachos, which are aser. The answer is, right, and it says, why? Mazriya miyuchedet avodah shabasadeh v'shabakerem. Just like planting is something that you do in a field or in a vineyard. Af kol shehi avodah shebasadeh v'shabakerem, any malacha, any agricultural labor that you do in a field or a vineyard is going to be awesome. So the Gemara answers, that's midrabanan, ukras machta b'yam. And the fact that Braita kind of learns it out from the pasuk is in asmachta. Okay, but then it says, we know that like basically filling up the cracks around the roots is allowed on Shemitah. But we also know that some sort of, you know, hoeing the ground is aser. So Amar of Okar Barchama, Tre Kishko Shehavu, there are two types. Chad Avruye Ilana, Vachad Dume Pil. Okay, one is Avruye Ilana, one is going to help the tree grow more, and one is really to prevent damage. Okay, what the Gemara elsewhere calls Le'okume, to maintain. So maintaining is allowed. Things that make the tree grow more is aser. Avruye Ilan aser, Stume Pil Ishar. Okay, so we have three categories. We have the four, okay, that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah. Planting, pruning, harvesting, and gathering. Those are aser midaraisa. Then we have all the other agricultural malachos that are avode shabasada v'shabakerem, which are going to be aser midrabanan. Okay, let's say most of your normal agricultural activities. And then you have anything which is likiyume, anything which is meant to maintain the field or the trees is going to be allowed even lechatchila. Okay, totally mat. Now, why dafka only these four malachos? Question number one, right? Especially if we're thinking about our paradigm of Isra malacha, so why would I distinguish between Zmira and Zriya and let's say watering or, you know, or hoeing or fertilizing, right? On Shabbos, they're all fundamentally the same. So why here are we considering them to be incompatible? Remember, question number one, right? Number two, why Avodah Shabbosad v'Shabakerem, why is that our paradigm for what's Asr Midraban? If you say anything that, let's say on Shabbos would be considered a malacha, is going to be Asr and Shemitah. You say any agricultural malacha is Asr Midraban, we expand it to everything. That makes a lot of sense. Why is it limited to things that are Dafka Avodah Shabbosad v'Shabakerem? Those things are going to be Asr Midraban. Number one. Number two is, what does that even mean? What does it mean to be Avodah Shabbosad v'Shabakerem? Right? What does it define then? Like, why would that matter? And finally, the idea that maintaining things should be mutter makes some sort of intuitive sense to us, although we got to try to explain that. But why is the fact that it's not Avodah Shabbosad v'Shabakerem, why would that suddenly make it mutter l'chatchila? Right? Why would that be less problematic just because it's not done in both? Yeah, Tila.
Yeah, quick question. I don't know if you specified this earlier, but I was kind of confused with the calling Zriya Meyuchedet, like in the middle box and the Gemara around that.
Yeah. Oh, because that's in the Brisa. Hatanya Sadchalo Tizra Kamchalo Tizmor Imliela Zriya Zimor Minayim Zriya Zirua Vizimor Minayim Lenichosh Leidor Lokisuach. Right? Blah, 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 right? So, the Braita as a smachta is that just like Zriya is a malacha that you would do in a Sadev Shabakarem, so too anything that's an Avodah Shabbosadev Shabakarem is going to be Asir, Midrabana. Right? That's our quasi lima. That's our smachta. Right? But we're saying it's because it's Avodah Shabbosadev Shabakarem. And then our question is, well, why? Right? Why is that our defining feature?
So we learn through
Zriya
that because Zriya is done for them, the Kerem, everything that's done for them, the Kerem is us. Or,
right, and but it's not really a real lima. Yes, but it's not actually a lima, okay. Exactly. So it's really an asmachta, okay. And really we're saying, Midrabanan, we assert everything that's an avodah asadah sheva Kerem, right? And we're right in that the asmachta, I think, in general, when you come to an asmachta, you can look at it in two ways. You can say, okay, we wanted to assert XYZ, right? Because it makes sense, because we're worried about something happening. Right, it'll lead to other things. But those malachos, you know, could happen. Or we can look at it and say, no, the asmachta is really reflecting something very, very fundamental about the Issur Darabanan, right? That this Darabanan, it's not just, you know, that we're hanging it on this pasuk. It's really reflecting on the nature of the Issur, right? Or in the opposite direction, the fact that there's an asmachta is a way of saying, even though this is technically Darabanan, but it's an expansion of what's really Daraisa. There's this idea of Daraisa, and we're expanding it into an area which it doesn't actually legally have tokef. It's not actually asrma daraisa, but the concept applies. In which case, we'd be the braisa here is saying that there's this idea of avodah shav asad shav kerem, which is why zriya and zomer and ktsira and botzer are all asr, and we're kind of expanding that to all avodah shav asad shav kerem. So you could sort of say, ignore it and say, well, we're just asering like these malachos. Or you could say, no, that really, also on a Midoraisa level, there's some significance to that Avodah Sheva Sada Sheva Karim idea.
So to clarify that idea, would it be the Avodah Sheva Sada Sheva Karim is the result of the Asmacha? The Asmacha is taking how Zriya works and applying it everywhere else. Are we supposed to see something fundamental about Zriya or about the Sadeh and the Kerem? Like
those are all possibilities.
More in like the earlier Lindim that have the low, right? Sadcha low, Karmecha low. That connects with Sadeh and the Kerem using Sukkim. But in terms of Zriya, like how that Limud works is a little harder for me to follow.
Yeah.
Or so like what principle would be guiding that at least?
Yeah. So we'll get to that. We will try to explain that because it's a very good question. Like what does that really mean? I mean, the sadcha lo, right? You're saying, wait a second. Sadcha lo, right? As much as that doesn't make so much sense to us, let's say in psukim, sadcha lo is like, oh, you can't do this in your sadeh, right? You can't do malacha in your sadeh. Even the pasuk says sadcha lo tizras, but those are just examples of malachos. So really anything you can't do. When it comes to the end here and it says, oh, sadcha lo tizra, right? But zriya bechalal, and therefore, oh, we see, you know, what's unique about Zriya is that it's Avodah Sheva Sada Sheva Karen. No, it's not. What's unique about Zriya is that it's Zriya. Right? So why here suddenly, how here does it fit in? It's a very good question. And I think that's going to tie back into how our explanation of what is unique about Zriya and Zomer and Ktsira and Botzer. So I think it will make sense, but only after we deal with the Daraisa, and then we can maybe explain it. But it's a very good question because it doesn't seem to make so much sense. Either you say, oh, it just includes everything, right? In which case, it has nothing to do with, it just, oh, sadcha lo, right? You're not allowed to do certain things. What things? All agricultural things, right? The idea at the end that it's like, oh, what's unique about Zriya is that it's an avodah shav kerem doesn't seem to make so much sense until we actually get to what is unique about Zriya. Okay, so we have these three categories, right? Why dafka these four are Daraisa, right? Then our question based on that is, well, then why would the dafka avodah sadev shabakerem be aser? Okay, Teal is asking it mitzad the limud and the braisa. How does that make sense? We're just going to ask it more. More sort of like, why is the structure of Yisurim, does that make sense? Well, ultimately the same question. Okay, what is Avodah Sheva Sada Sheva Karen? Right? In order to sort of define it and figure it out, we need to know what on earth it is. So Rashi says, Av kol Avodah Sheis Basada Uba Karen, Kigon Kol Hani Prati, Yatsa Kishkush V'idur Umayim Binikayim V'ugiot She'inan Bishnehem. So Rashi says, well, it's things that are bishnehem, that happen both in fields and in vineyards. And Tosa says that as well. Kol hani avodos del el nohagot bein besadeh, bein bekerem. These are malachos you would do both in a sadeh and in a kerem. Now this just makes things worse because it's totally like, okay, who cares, right? If you only did zoreya or, I don't know, whatever it is, if something's an objectively like a real malacha, then why would I care if you do it in both? Right? Also, what's funny is it's not really avodah shel besadah shel bekerem in the sense that tzira and betzira are one's basadah, one's bekerem, right? Zoreya and zomer, one's basadah, one's bekerem. So it's very strange. And Tosfos then says, well, wait a second. Some of these things in our day, we don't do these both basadeh ubakerem, right? We actually do some of these malachos only in one and not the other. So he says, oh, but in their day, right? Bimkoman hayu osim kach legim lasosan besadeh shabakerem. No, they would actually do these activities both in a field and in a vineyard. So Rashi and Tosfos think that what really matters is whether you do these malachos both in a sadeh and in a kerem. Okay? The Ritva and the Ran take a very different tack. Mazria miyuchedet, pirush shehi avoda rigila utzricha lesadot ulashpiach. Okay, what's just like zria is unique in that it's an avoda rigila utzricha lesadot ulashpiach. It's a necessary, normal, important malacha, right? It's a normal agricultural malacha. Now, avoda shabasada shabakam doesn't mean it's being done in both. It means, right, the normal malachos of agriculture, right? So anything that's a normal agricultural malacha would be aser. Anything that's a common and necessary malacha is the Ritva's definition. Now that makes perfect sense to us, right? Because midoraisa maybe only very specific malachos are aser. Midrabanan all malachos are aser, right? Ah, okay, how are we going to define all malachos? Anything that's a common and necessary agricultural malacha is going to be nest. Says the Ran, similar but a little bit different. Mazri miyuchedet pirush v'hanach malacha del el chashuvotein v'day lehen pam achat b'shana dumya d'zriya. He says all the malachos listed in the Braita are all ones that you do once and they make an impact and you're done. Aval kishkush v'hashka'a d'tzrichot tadir tadir. Watering your plants, right? Something you need to do all the time. Let's say, you know, making sure that there aren't cracks in the dirt around the roots so that they survive. Lo mikri chashuva avoda chashuva, or it's two gear cells, right? Lo mikri avoda chashuva umutar la'asotan. He says, if you need to do it again and again and again, then you're not really, it's not really a malacha. Right? Something that you do that really makes an impact on your field, you do it and now there's this impact and you change the trajectory of the growth. That's significant. That's meaningful. That's chashuv. That's going to be awesome. If it's something that you need to do again and again and again, it's clearly you don't have real impact. Right? It could be important, but it's not that you are really doing something to them which changes them. And therefore, it's not as important. Now, what I would even argue is that watering the plants, you need to do again and again and again, right? So what you're really doing, I think, says the Ran, it's not even an avoda. That's not really agriculture. Irrigation is just you pretending to be nature. You're compensating for the natural environment. You're giving it an appropriate natural environment, but ultimately, you're not actually doing agriculture. You're not doing a malacha. You're, right, some fields don't need irrigation, and some do. And when they do, so just like it's supposed to rain and plants need rain, so you need to provide that rain. But ultimately, you're just providing it with the environment that it needs to thrive. As opposed to an avoda chashuva that you do once, right? And then it makes this impact. So that's agriculture. That's a malacha, as opposed to watering, which is you're providing it with an optimal environment. Yes, Tila. I'm just going to close the door because there's some of the speakerphone in their car.
To what extent would you say that the Ran Svara overlaps with the idea of Kime?
So, exactly. Perfect. So for the Ran and for the Ritva, I think you would argue a very similar explanation for why Kime is totally fine, right? Kime is exactly things that are not you changing them, making them something new, malacha chashuva. Kiyume is there to make sure that they remain the way they are, right? You're making sure that they, you know, retain what they already have, but they already have it. So you're just preventing anything bad from happening to them. So there's no real malacha there. Absolutely. So I think the Ran's understanding of kiyume is that really it's the same thing as a malacha there.
Wait, you're saying the Ritva would agree?
The Ran and the Ritva?
Yeah.
I think the Ran and the Ritva are very similar.
So how do you understand Avodah Regila? I thought it would be a wider, more encompassing definition, like agricultural activity.
Oh, yeah. I would say the Ritva's definition of Avodah Regila, Utsricha, is broader than the Ran. I mean, for the Ran, it has to be like something that you do once and it really makes an impact. For the Ritva, it's definitely more about what's normal, right? On the other hand, l'kiyume, I think the Ritva would still agree on that on the definition of l'kiyume. It's not a malacha because you're just maintaining it. The tree's already there, right? And you're just making sure that nothing bad happens to them, as opposed to agricultural work. You're right in that it could be that you could argue that they're very fundamentally different, even though practically they're very similar. And that for the Ran's argument is that you aren't doing a malach, right, at all. And the reason why is because you're not changing the tree. And then kiyume is because you're not changing anything, right? Well, for the Ritva, it sounds like the chakira is less about the fundamentals of the malacha as much as what ma'ase b'nei adam, right? What's normal? What's normal agriculture? And you know, what's not really nechshav agriculture, a real agricultural malacha, and that's in some way dependent on people. So the l'kiyume is mutter more because it's not as nitfas as a malacha, as much as saying that fundamentally there's no action of malacha. For the Ran, it sounds much more fundamental that there is no action of malacha if it's not something that transforms it. So yeah, for the Ran, it's more that the malacha in and of itself is distinctive, is not transformative, and therefore the kiyume is fine. For the Ritva, it's ino avoda regila, it's not the normal malacha sasadeh that people need to do, and therefore it's not asur, and that definitely gives more chashivas to, let's say, what people do and the practice of agriculture, as opposed to arguing there's a very specific difference in the ma'isa. Yes, and then that would get us exactly back to the drasha, right? For the Ritva, you could argue that it's an Isidar Rabbanan on Avodah Regila, and the Rabbanan answered anything that's normal, right? Don't do the normal malachos, but you can do things that are like kiyume, and you can do things that are not actually normal malachos, because we're just not gozer on that sort of stuff. It's too peripheral, or we don't want you to lose money. We don't want to destroy everything. We just don't want you to do the normal malachas. For the Ran, the argument is beyond that. It's that the Rabbanan the Rabbanan just weren't gozer on things that aren't ragi. The Rabbanan, there's nothing wrong with what you're doing, right? Fundamentally, there's nothing problematic about an avoda, which srichos tadir, lo mikri avoda chashuva. Umutr la'asosa, right? The Ran's emphasis there is that, of course they're mutter, because there's no malacha here. While the Ritva is saying, they were never gozer on things that aren't avodah regil. So you're right, that is an important conceptual difference, which could also have some very significant practical differences, right? You can think of something that's an avodah regila, but you have to do many times. Again, the problem is that the listing that they're basing, the case law that they're basing themselves on is the same. So it seems like the Ritva would define what malachos are considered regila, with tzricha, very similar to whatever the Ran would describe as tzrichos tadir, but the logic behind it for the Ran is that it's not a malacha, and for the Ritva is that it's not the normal malacha. Right. So for the Ritva, you have the Daraisa Malachos, and then the Rabbanan expanded it to all normal Malachos. And not normal malachos or maintenance malachos are allowed. And the Ran is saying there's the Daraisa malachos. And any malacha chashuva is also midrabanan. But if it's not a malacha, then it's allowed. And if you need to do it all the time, then it's not a transformative malach. Okay, how do we explain Rashi though? Right, this just makes Shitas, Rashi, and Tosos much more difficult. Right? Meaning, according to the Ritva and the Ran, it's not about Sada and Karen. Right? According to the Ritva, it's about normal, right? Common, classic malachos. According to the Ran, it's about their impact. But it's not about the fact that we commonly do them in both a vineyard and a field. How does Rashi explain the chashivas of it being basada b'kem? So if we zoom out for a moment and we think, what's really asur? What's the focus of the surim of Shemitah, of the surim malacha? Okay? Is it the person? That the person's not allowed to do the actions of malacha? Is it the land? The land's not allowed to be involved in malacha, right? Right. You can't be right. Sadcha lo tizra. So is it the sadcha is the focus? Is it the you who's being mitzvah, right? Vashriyas tishmatenev and atashta. You need to back off and not do malacha. Is it the tree, you know, and the plants, or is it the fruit? Okay. Maybe the emphasis in Shemitah, the locus, is not on the person, right, that he's not allowed to do actions of malacha, and not on the land necessarily, that it's not allowed to be worked, right? But maybe it's actually on the fruit that's produced. And why is that helpful? Because if you have the person, you have the land, right? You have the peros, and you have the thing which causes the peros to grow. Now, if you go back here, what causes wheat and apples to grow? Not the land. The land doesn't make apples grow. Where do apples grow on? It's an easy one, because you say it every time you eat an apple. Exactly, right? Bori pri ha'etz. And for things that grow on the ground, it's bori pri ha'adama. If you're not allowed to do malacha to the ground, or you're not allowed to do malacha to the thing which creates the fruit. Fruit comes out of trees, and vegetables and grains come out of the ground. Now, if I'm talking about things which are usur, are things which are focused on the fruit, and the isser is to create fruit, then the object that you're not allowed to do malacha to is not the ground, and not necessarily yourself in terms of actions, but it could be the thing which produces fruit. Says Rashi, and Tosfos follows him, Avodah Shabasadev Shabakerem is a siman to the fact that it's a malacha that you do to the fruit producer, and not just a general agricultural activity that you do, let's say, to the ground. Okay? A good example of this, if you water the ground, right? So that will help your things grow, right? Or let's say covering the roots, okay? You do that for your trees, right? But are you doing that malacha to the fruit or to the tree? How do I tell? What about putting out fertilizer? Am I doing that to the fruit or to the tree? How do I test whether an action is being done to the tree which grows the fruit or to the ground which grows the tree which grows the fruit? And the answer is, well, do I do it both in a vineyard where I have a tree growing fruit and in a field where I only have the ground growing the fruit, growing the produce, right, the grain? If it's an avodah shebasadeh v'shebakerem that I do in both, It's a malacha that I do to the ground to produce grain, and to the trees to produce fruit. So fertilizing you do both in the field and in the kerem. So it's something that you do to the tree to produce fruit and to the ground to produce grain. Covering up the roots, kishkush, is really something that you only do in the Kerem and you wouldn't do in a Sadeh, which shows that you're doing it to the tree and not to the fruit, right? Because you don't do it to the creator of the fruit producer, right? It's not something that you do to the tree for the peros. It's something you're doing to the land for the tree, because you wouldn't do it for the land for grains, right? Now, okay, so far so good. So if it's an avodah shava sadeh shava kerem, it's a malacha you do to the manufacturer, the producer of the produce, and not just a malacha that you do that causes things to grow. If we take that and we say, oh, so really our emphasis is then on the peiros. So avodah shava sadeh shava kerem is on the matzmiach, the thing that causes the fruit to actually produces the produce to grow, right? Maybe the isurei shmita are actually on, all are really focused on the fruit. And if that's true, we go back here, why dafka these four malachas? Why? It's so arbitrary. Planting, pruning, and harvesting the fruit. What about plowing? What about all the malachas in the middle? Right? But the answer is, the malachos, the real core isurim, are about creating the fruit. So planting, right, in the ground, and pruning the tree, let's say grapevine, which creates the fruit, creating the fruit is what's aser. And then taking that fruit and making it into a finished product by harvesting it is what's aser. Everything else didn't create fruit, right? Midrabanan, Kol avodah shava sadeh shava kerem, which the Ran says is something that, right, makes an impact on the fruit, okay. Right? It says Rashi and Tosfos, no. Yeah, midoraisa, only creating the fruit with zoreya and zomer, and then harvesting it with botzer and ksira is doraisa. But everything in the middle, which is meant to create fruit and produce, right, that you're doing to the grower to create the produce, right? So it's avod done both basada and bakerem, is also going to be asur midrabanan, mazria avodah shavasada shavakerem, right? It's, what do you mean? Zria is not avodah shavasada shavakerem. Zria is only done basada. The answer is what the Gemara means by that, according to Rashi, is that zria is a malacha that is there to create fruit. So to anything which is there to create fruit is asur midrabanan. So midoraisa, the things which actually create fruit, right? The creation and then the actual manifestation and completion of the fruit are asur midoraisa, right? Because those are the two binary states, right? You created it when you planted the field, and you create it as a finished product when you harvest it. Midrabanan, anything which helps along the way is going to be asur. And then it's really gishmak also that it's an asmachta, because on the one hand, it's not doraisa, right? Because it's, I guess, like you could argue, it's like a chatzi shir, right? You didn't create it. This is to create it, not just to, you know, help it or make it grow a little more. But even if the doraisa is the binary state of yes fruit, no fruit, midrabanan, increasing the fruit, helping it along, is going to be asur. Just like chatzi shir is asur min haTorah in general. Yes, Tila.
So my grape growing knowledge is pretty limited, but is Nira really that integral to creating fruit, like more so than watering it?
Yes. Apparently, if you have a grapevine and you don't cut off, what you do in Israel, it's really cool because you see it all the time. In the sun, you have the grapevines and they grow everywhere. And then at the end of the year, they cut everything off. Everything. And all you're left is like this really like twisted, gnarled stump that's like, you know, like 3 feet long, and it's totally been lopped off. And by doing that, that causes it to send out new vines, which then spread everywhere. And those are the ones which have grapes. If you don't do that, if you don't cut off all the vines from the trunk, the old vines don't actually produce grapes, basically. Yeah, apparently it's cool. I didn't know that until I started learning the sugya. But that's really what happens. That by doing that, that actually is what creates the grapes. You have to prune it. And that also explains why the gardeners here go, and the, you know, vintners and whatever go crazy, and they must chop down the whole thing, except for that like tiny little trunk. It's because that's what makes it then grow new vines, and those are the vines that the grapes grow on. So the creation ex nihilo, from nothing, of fruit is doraisa. The furthering of the growth of the group is of the grapes is darabanan, right? Things which are just maintaining something that's already there, or that are just there to help the tree, but have nothing to do with the fruit, is going to be mutar lechatchila, basically. Okay. Nafkamina, right, is, let's say I took a paradigm of agricultural malacha, such as plowing, right? On Shabbos, right? You can't get more usser than plowing. And for good reason, right? That's like practically the paradigm of agriculture is, oh, you know, plowing fields is really a big, right? Is plowing going to be usser? So if the malach isser is on the person, right? He's not allowed to participate in agriculture. He's not supposed to be doing agriculture on Shemitah. So then I would assume that Harisha should be asked. If it's on the land is not supposed to be involved in agriculture or working. Again, plowing is the most, you know, ground-intensive malacha you could do in agriculture, right? You're literally, right, doing it to the ground exclusively. If, however, the iser of the malachos on Shemitah are on the matzmiach, on the thing which causes the plants to grow, right? It's about getting the producer to produce fruit. So right now there are no seeds yet. So there shouldn't be any iser. And if it's on creating the fruit, so you haven't sown yet. So actually harisha has nothing to do with the fruit yet. And therefore it shouldn't be aser. Okay? And actually, we actually see a big machlokas about harisha. Itmar, hachorish b'shviyas, Rabbi Yochanan bar Blazer, chad amar loke, chad amar eino loke. One says you get malchus, one says you don't get malchus. Man damar loke, shapir. The one who says you get malchus, okay, I mean, it's harisha, right? You can't get a much more obvious and blatant meleches hasadeh. On the other hand, man damar eino loke, amelcha, zmir b'chal zriya, why did the Torah list only these four? You're only chayiv for these four and not anything else, and not harisha. Right? So you have one Tana that says, well, of course you're chayiv on harisha. Or Amora who says, well, of course you're chayiv on harisha. How could you not be? Right? And the other one says, no, the Torah says, dafka these four. And it's exactly this question. If you think it's about malachos, hasadeh, right, about working the land, either about because you're working it or because the land's being worked, so then you should aser harisha, and you should get malchus for it, and it should be a malacha. If it's about the produce, so there's no produce yet, so it should be okay, right? Similarly, in the Tanaim, Rabbi Akiva says, Becharesh u'bekatzir tishpos is talking about Shemitah, right, enemy, and harisha on Shemitah is aser. And Yishmael says, no, that pasuk's not talking about that. And presumably, on Shemitah, there's no problem with Harisha. Okay, says the Rambam, Mitzvah saseh lishpos me'avodas ha'aret v'avodas ha'ilan b'shana ha'shvit shenemar v'shavta ha'aret shabbat la'ashem v'nemar b'charish b'katzir tishpot. Okay, the Rambam says, Mitzvah saseh to be shoveis me'avodas ha'aret, and he brings the pasuk of Becharesh B'Katzir Tishpos as part of that mitzvah aseh. Then he says, "Ino loke mina Torah ela lazriya v'lazmir v'atzira v'atzira." Only those four. Okay. Then he says, "Right, that other malachos are not going to get malchus, but they're also midrabanan." Ketzad chofer or achorish l'tzorach hakarka makanosa makas marjus midivrei. So if you do plowing l'tzorach hakarka, you're going to get malchus midrabanan. Right, so over here he quoted the pasuk of Becharesh B'Katzir Tishpos as being implying Shemitah, implying that Harisha is Aser. Right, but then he says only the four are Aser. So what's Pshat? So the Rekorka says the Harisha B'Shvias according to the Rambam nearly Lomar Shadas Rabbeinu Hukidas Arash Decharisha b'shvias asur min haTorah. The Rash, right? Rav Shimon he sends one of the early Balei Tosfos says the Charisha on Shmita is asur min deraisa. Af agad matina and shar avos Charisha lo matina. Says right, Charisha, even though the Gemara Mefura says that it's only these four, you know, it was really going like this and saying only these four, and you're like, oh wait a second, thumbs. Like when you're playing with the kid, right? And your kid says like, how many fingers are holding up? And you're like four, and they're like, nah, my thumb's also up. Right, so says the Rash. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. It's only these four, and obviously Charisha, because like, hello, obviously Charisha, right? Umodesha Charisha Asura min haTorah. Okay, and then he says, wait a second, but didn't the Rambam explicitly say Charisha is not is only going to get Makas Midrabanan? He says, no, there are two types of Charisha. Shnei mini Charisha same Hachorish Litzar Chayilanos Kedeshi Gudelu. The kasher is bar zeh who hacharisha shasur min haTorah kasher is bar about hacharisha sheino letzarach ilanos elo letzarach karka pirish shelo yifsed viskalka la karka ino asur min haTorah varehi kechofer ba'alma o misakel sheinam isuros min haTorah lizeh shekasav hacharish letzarach karka near sheyesham charisha shehi ina letzarach karka she asur min haTorah. Says, oh, letzorach hakarka, if it's only for the benefit of the ground, then that's only midrabanan. But if you're doing a letzorach, the peros for the trees, for the produce, to his benefit, then it's midrabanan. Okay? So the Rikorka says, yeah, of course the Rambam thinks that charisha is asur min haTorah. How could you not think that, right? Now, the Meiri says, actually, right, Imkain Masha Amarnu Ba'acharon Shel Makot. Okay, I'm just gonna skim that. Basically saying that there's a mitzvah saseh, right? Then he says, oh, maybe also you could argue that there are cases where doing charisha is gonna also count as zorei. But he's saying there's a mitzvah saseh in haTorah. And I think this is the more compelling explanation of the Rambam, is that there's a mitzvah saseh and there's no iser lav. Okay, now what does that lead us? In terms of the Rikorkis says, of course, you can't have Isser Malacha and say that Charisha is allowed, right? And it's not Daraisa. Of course it's Daraisa, right? That's the definition of what Malacha Sasada is, right? On the other hand, says, maybe not, right? Says the Ramba, or says the other approach, what we've been seeing, is that no, Charisha is not included because if it's dafka about the peros, then only these four malachos, but not Charisha. Because Charisha is about preparing the ground, right? It's a malacha you do to the ground, maybe to prepare it for planting, but it's not something that you're doing that actually creates peros. It's not something you're doing to create peros, or that creates peros, and it's not something that you're doing to the actual, to the seeds, to the plant. So the plants aren't there yet. Now Rambam says, and at least the Miri understands in this way, and I think that's correct, is that really there are two separate things going on. The malachos, the lavin, are mitzad, the iser peros, but there's a separate asay on the gavra, right, that he's not allowed to do malacha, right? Iser asay min haTorah yishba k'diksiv b'charesh u'b'katzir tishbot. You need a rest. So there's a mitzvah asay for you to rest from malachas asadeh. And there's an Isra Lotase on the creation of the fruit. Right? But the lav doesn't include Charisha. The Ase will include Charisha. You shouldn't be plowing, but the lav is on the Isra Malacha is only on creating the fruit and not on working the ground. Okay. What about, here's a few cool nafgaminas. What if you just plant a tree that doesn't create fruit? Right? our Shabbos head is saying, well, what do you mean? You're still planting, right? But, and in terms of Melechas HaSadeh, it's totally Malacha. You're still planting a tree. On the other hand, if it doesn't produce fruit, so you're not producing fruit on Shemitah. So maybe it's totally fine. So Yerushalmi brings down Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Hey, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, notin ilan srak b'shvias. Okay? The Yerushalmi says, Rav Gamliel says, you're totally allowed to plant a ilan srak, a non-fruit-bearing tree on Shemitah. The Tosefta has a slightly different version, where Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, mutar ladam lita ilan srak kidilas o siag b'shvias. Okay? What about, you can plant a tree that doesn't create fruit as like a, to make like a hedge wall. Now, the difference between those is what if you're producing something, but not fruit? Let's say you're planting a tree for wood. So in the Ushami's version, it seems that he's matir. In the Tosefta, he would not be matir. Now, that's actually very interesting because, right, according to the Tosefta's version, it seems like Rav Shimon Gamliel says, well, really the Isser is the production of fruit, right? And there, but if the tree is in some way fruit or you're producing something, that'd be Asr Midrabanan. But if it's totally just as like a, as a border, then it's fine, right? But clearly he doesn't even see a Midrabanan, a problem with the act of planting. He only sees a problem with the creation of a fruit. Okay? Now the Rambam says, Ein notin b'shvias afilu ilan srak. Yumasa achas meil b'shvias makmaso makas markas. Okay, so we pass again at the end of the day that you can't. But it's only Asr Midrabanan. And again, that's it would be surprising if it's only Asr Midrabanan, but you're planting something, right? So clearly, the idea is that the act of planting isn't really the Isser, right? It's the planting of fruit tree. It's about creating fruit. Now, something even more crazy is that the Rambam says, "In notin b'shvias, afilu ilan srak." Right, you're not allowed to plant a tree on Shemitah, even a non-fruit-bearing tree. But in notin b'shvias includes all trees. But if you do it, makanas o makas marjas. Says Rambam elsewhere, hanoteh on Shemitah, o kayotze bo bavodos ha'ilanos, makanas o makas marjas midivrayhem. You get makas marjas. So if you plant a tree on Shemitah, you only get makas midrabanan? Right? Sounds pretty crazy. So the Peos HaShochan says, yeah, mashma svirle inu asur min haTorah ela midrabanan, in a chanami. Right? Seems like it's really only midrabanan to plant a tree. Okay? Tozo says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, lo hichmiru binitia kimo b'charisha on Tosef HaShvias, which I read that also a little bit, mishum de'in Tosef HaShvias doraisa binitia ela b'charisha. Right? Now that's actually very geschmack, because now we can appreciate. When the Tam says, well, Tosefta Shvias is all about the preparation for Shvias. In which case, Harisha is only Asr on Tosefta Shvias and not on on Shemitah, right? Nitiya is not Asr on Tosefta Shvias, right? About in Lesser Erev Shvias, Lita Machmasha Ilan Gadol B'Shvias, the Kol Ilanus Nami Migdal Gadol B'Shvias. This is what he's talking about. There's no problem for trees to be growing on Shemitah, right? Imkein lo yita lo'olam. We don't have to uproot all the trees in the world before Shemitah. Things growing on Shemitah doesn't bother us. Right? Okay, so what does? I'll answer. Creating fruit bothers us, right? The Rash understood Rabbeinu Tam as implicitly saying that it's not usher to plant trees on Shemitah. Okay? Now it says, Zemira bechlau zuriya. The kol shekein nitiya. He says, what do you mean? Of course, if it's usher to prune, it's got to be usher to plant a whole tree, right? That's mind-boggling. The idea that what you can prune, you can't prune your trees, but you can plant them, right? V'ikar malacha tei mizmira. It's much more fundamentally a malacha than zmira to actually plant a tree, right? So he says, lo yitachin klav, what Rabbeinu Tam saying that planting b'Tosef HaShvias is okay. Okay? Now the Chazon Ish points out, first of all, Rabbeinu Tam is talking about Tosef HaShvias, not Shvias. So that's separate. And of course, Rabbeinu Tam would be modeh that on Shemitah, it's also midoraisa to plant the tree. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, no, that Rabbeinu Tam actually right? If he mashakas after yeshli asig sugya degitin, if he divrei Rabbeinu Tam, then itia b'shvias is derabana. Right? No, Rabbeinu Tam really thinks that nitiya on shmita could be derabana. How does that work? So the Maritats says amnam. Oh, 1 second, sorry. How can you say that? That sounds crazy. Kivan de zomer et agefen over belav. Amay notei agefen yiyapatu min haTorah. Right? Hayal lanu lomar shechayav min haTorah mikal v'chomer. De zomer de tchavayhu b'ilan havu. Amnam hanir'e v'ani yodati shehatam hu de zri'a hu davar shenehene mimenu b'shnat hashmita. V'chein zomer et agpanim o ilanot nehene mima'asa b'shnat hashmita. Lachen over. When you plant right before on Shemitah, or when you prune, I would say a grapevine on Shemitah, so it creates more fruit on Shemitah, right? You're creating something which you're nene from now. Amnam noteya eino nehene mimasa b'shnat haShemitah, ad asher yigdal nitiyato velakach lo gazra Torah. When you plant a tree, you don't get hana right now, right? You only get hana in the future when it later grows bigger and then eventually produces fruit, right? If the iser is producing fruit, planting a tree isn't going to be aser, right? Because it's too far removed. What grows when you plant a tree? A tree. When you prune a tree, what grows? Fruit, right? Creating a tree isn't aser on Shemitah. There's no problem with that. What's problem is creating fruit, okay? Now, the Chazon Ish has trouble, doesn't, like that. He says, Efshad the heavy bechlal in mashirim not din. He says, no, maybe you don't get malchus because you sell kal v'chomer. So, because he's trying to say, what do we, the Rambam makes it clear that you don't get malchus for planting a tree. So he says, no. In mashirim not din, right? There's a rule that you can't get malchus based on something we learned out from a kal v'chomer. So, lefikach in lokanal in a tia afagav the heavy daraisa, but it's got to be daraisa, right? But the Marita says, no, the Rambam made it very clear that no teah is only asum darbana, right? And the reason is because notea doesn't produce fruits. Notea produces a tree. And there's nothing wrong, midaraisa, with producing a tree on Shemitah. The problem is producing fruit. Okay. So we see is that really there are two ways to take the malachos, the lavin of Shemitah. Are the malavin of Shemitah really about creating fruit? In which case, it's only going to be the arba malachos, and maybe planting a whole tree is only going to be asur midarabanan. Because you're not producing fruit. Or you say, no, of course it's about malachas hakarka, and it's about the agricultural malacha, and then we would expand it to harisha, because of course harisha is the paradigm of agricultural malacha, and we're going to say that planting a whole tree, of course, is one of the surei malacha, malachas hakarka, and shmita. It's really two very different approaches to understanding the lavin. Is it really about the fruit and the creation and manufacture and production of fruit, right? Midaraisa, it's the binary creation of fruit. And midarabanan, it's anything that makes them grow more. Or is it really about malacha? And anything which is a real malacha is going to be aser, midaraisa. And things which are, let's say, not as pure malachos might be only aser midarabanan. But also, it's about the actual, the maisa malacha, as we're more familiar with, let's say, from Shabbos. Okay. Shkach.